Well, I've been hearing about this story firsthand from my sister-in-law, who happens to be a teacher at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. And Laura Feinstein joins us live here on WTOP. Laura, thank you so much for being with us. I know this has been an incredibly terrifying day for you. We've talked personally off air, and thankfully you've been able to come on air with us here on WTOP to tell us about your experience. Tell us if you can. I know it's a really difficult time for you and everybody in Newtown. Tell us what happened on your firsthand account. Where were you when this started to unfold?
Well, I was not an eyewitness to the shooting. I did not see a shooter or any of the potential victims. I was in the back of the building in my classroom getting ready to greet my students. They were on their way down, and I heard an unusual noise, which was sort of metallic sounding, pop, 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 and it sounded like gunshots. And I hurried my two kids into the classroom, and I locked the door, and I called the office, and the office secretary picked up the phone, and I said, "Is everything okay?" And she said, "There's someone in the building shooting." And then I hung up, and I took my kids, and we were hiding under the computer desks and behind the shelves. And I tried calling 911, but my cell phone didn't have reception, so I texted my husband and asked him to call for me. And we were just waiting, and we just kept hearing the shots and shots and shots. It was a lot of them. I don't know how many, but lots. And we just waited and hoped and prayed that somebody would come and get us out safely, and they did.
Laura, how long were you waiting there before you knew you could escape to safety?
I would say it was probably about 40 minutes.
Wow. And were you able to hear anything from the main office where the shots sounded like they were coming from?
The intercom was left on, so we could, hear little bits of conversation. It wasn't very clear. But at one point I did hear a voice saying, "It's you're safe. We're here. It's okay. You're safe." So at that point, I realized that, help was finally, on its way. And then we just waited until someone, came in and let us out of the room.
And you and students, other students, other faculty members, you all were taken where?
We were ushered to just right down, actually the adjacent to the entrance of the school is the Sandy Hook Fire Department. And that's where we were all brought to safety. And that's where parents were reunited with their children.
How were your kids that you were supervising during this ordeal? Were you able to keep them calm?
They were scared. I mean, they were definitely starting to sense that, this was not the typical lockdown drill, which we practiced often. But we were able to keep, I had just a small group of four, and we were able to keep calm, and we played some games to, distract ourselves from what was going on. And until we got out to safety, it seemed like an eternity.
I just can't imagine going through something like that. The school is supposed to be a safe place for children to be. What we have been hearing about reports that the gunman may have been the parent of a student at the school. Have you heard anything about that?
I don't know any. They haven't given us any information. They haven't given us any information as to who was injured. We really don't know anything.
Are you able to go back to the school at this point, or are you still?
No, we are not. We're not permitted to go back. It's a crime scene, and our vehicles and any personal belongings that are in the building have to remain there.
Wow. And I assume that you've seen a lot of the parents, obviously, as you're helping to reunite kids and parents.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are
very, very emotional, just heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Laura, thank you so much personally and professionally. We're all thinking about you and everyone
you're
in
welcome.
Newtown, and we'll be in touch shortly. That's Laura Feinstein, happens to be my sister-in-law, who's a teacher at the school in Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut.
Very brave of her to come on, and it sounds like everybody reacted as best they could under the circumstances.
Yeah. That's why they do those drills, and thankfully they do, and everybody knew to hunker down and take shelter.
All right, more on this developing story coming up right here on WTOP. Stay with us.